Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Hi, gang. Now, if you'll all be quiet, we'll start the show.
TMOS Classic Friday Flashback.
Carla, how you doing? Are you getting sick?
Oh, geez, I don't know what's going on.
Maybe you're allergic to technology.
I'm allergic to technology. Carla, I'm sorry that I had the meltdown about the pot that I cooked my pork in. But
after in the sink?
The third day of soaking, I believe that I wanted it out of the kitchen, and I may have been a little abrupt with that.
Pot was still unwashed?
Yes.
That's like the movie Outbreak.
It was soaking.
It's still... You know what? We used to share some space with my Uncle Philip. He lived with us for a while, and he was a big proponent at the end of the night of saying, I'm going to let those dishes soak.
Yeah, soak the dishes.
Soak the dishes for 3 days.
And so
it loosens up those greasy stains.
It grossed me out.
Of course, and your stomach is still sour.
And I am. And I know that I've been, I guess the word is, I cop to this. I accept responsibility for this. I cop to the fact that I can be a bit of a drama queen.
Not you.
No. I didn't see it before the show today.
Yeah, not when you're writing copy.
There we go. I flip him off now at the beginning of every show.
Did you get a picture of that?
Video, baby.
He's videoing
living
everything.
Color.
Yeah. Where is this video going to be from your Google Glass?
Oh, that's a different story.
Mm-hmm. What do you mean? Don't sound mysterious. You don't have that card.
There is a Google Glass forum.
Oh, that must be fun. Hi, everybody. Hi, everybody on the Google Glass forum. Hi, 11 people that bought the product before anybody else.
Yes, I can watch it while I drive.
So everybody,
this is incredible. My boss was having a meltdown at the tire store, and I got the whole thing unbeknownst to him. I can videotape everywhere I drive. If only I drove places. You know, mostly I stay in the house. He didn't notice. He didn't notice that I was wearing a cyber right eye with a flashing light on it.
That's right. Looks like you're looking for Sarah Connor.
Yes, sirree.
So I'm not going to put the meltdown up there.
Of course
not. The show one up there.
Well, I'm still recovering from the virus/stomach last night.
Food poisoning.
Food poisoning is what it is. That's what it is, the long and short of it. And I know I've been melodramatic, and I know that I can be, but at the same time, I believe that each time I can't get ill that often.
No.
Because each time I get ill, I believe my wife and I drift further and further apart.
Really?
I believe she is not. She does not.
She is a nurturer.
She is not a nurturer. She is a nurturer to the dogs.
She has been a nurturer to you in the past, though.
She is a nurturer to my son.
Oh, I think you've moved down a notch.
She is not a nurturer to me. She considers me a melodramatic queen.
Has she not nurtured you in the past, though?
Perhaps.
I think, you know what's happened is with the arrival of the king, you're moved down a peg.
Well, let's give her a call.
Oh, now you're Frankie.
Let's give her a call.
You want to call her and see how we're doing?
I rarely bring our troubles onto the show.
When did this go down? When did day three of pot not washed go down?
This morning was the...
PNW!
PNW! Yeah.
So it is Wednesday morning.
I'll need that back, Rob.
Of course.
It's fresh.
I'll need that back right away.
It's really fresh.
Very, very difficult. She'll say that I'm very difficult. This is going to be and because anytime we have Carla on this show, this will be a segment that where I do not come off well. So I'm sacrificing my body for the show right now.
Just so you know, quick heads up before she answers. I got you a new phone, and you have a cordless now that you can dial from in the future.
That's exciting.
Cool.
Yeah.
I like that a lot.
If the splitter works.
I hope she answers.
Cross your fingers.
Yeah, always. She knows the number, right? She doesn't think it's like a sales call?
Maybe she thinks it's the pot calling.
She's not.
It's the pot calling the kettle black.
She does not love you
today.
She's not
answering. No.
You know what she's doing?
If we're keeping track at home, Mike's, I guess I would say your mode of operation, is that the word? Is that the term I'm looking for?
Modus operandi.
Modus operandi is to be a fussy baby, for lack of a better term.
Mm-hmm.
Go to work, take your child with her to work, and then apologize on the show because he knows she will listen later to the program.
Yes.
Bingo, bango?
Yeah, I'm just trying to get through these couple of days. That's what I'm trying to get through.
Well, you're also in a weekend.
It's not a pleasant weekend.
No.
It wasn't.
The weekend started great.
It started great, but then it was just a little difficult.
Hopefully she'll answer this phone.
That's right.
This is the business phone.
Maybe she's letting letting the call soak.
Carla?
Yes?
It's your husband.
What's going on?
Hi, we're on the show right now. How are you?
I'm doing okay.
I rarely call during the show, but I felt I had to call and apologize about my meltdown about the soaking pot today.
Oh, this is not good. I have a question. Mrs. O'Mara?
Mrs. Yes. O.
This is Oscar speaking
right
now.
Yeah, this is Oscar. I understand what you're probably going through because I go through it every day.
Shut up, Oscar.
But I would say this, that, you know, 2 days in the sink.
Don't do this, Oscar. Don't do this.
Whoa.
You made me spit my iced tea out. You're not supposed to do that. You're going
to
make her
angry. I'm trying to help you.
She's angry.
You know what?
She's angry at me to start with.
I'm not a guy that likes to interrupt.
Hold on. Let me explain myself.
Okay.
Let me explain myself. First of all, Mike made that disgusting barbecue pork. Okay?
I thought you enjoyed the pork when I made it.
Well, it ended up, it was good.
And you didn't get sick from it. I got sick from it.
Hey, Mike, let me talk.
Okay.
All right,
I will.
Let me tell my side, because I see that you told your side.
Okay, go ahead. I really didn't say much.
Okay.
Go ahead.
So that night, I wasn't able to clean the pot. I don't know why, but it just wasn't clean that night. So the next day, after Mike gets sick, I get up, I'm like, I better clean that pot, because obviously I don't want him to see it, because it'll make him sicker or more sick.
Yeah.
So I go to clean it, but it is like there's something in the bottom of it that is just like super glued on.
The
Maybe
virus.
That's what he got sick off
the
of.
The virus, Rob said that's the virus.
This virus is stuck to this, but you should have used Pam so the virus would slide right out.
So the virus is stuck to the bottom of the pan.
Right.
So I figure, okay, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to soak the pan. So I soaked the pan overnight, which led to this morning.
Oh,
so
that's day three. That makes sense. Mm. That makes sense. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
so
that makes
sense. So I say to myself, as soon as I get up in the morning, you know, Mike's going to get pissed. I better go downstairs and clean that.
But did I really get pissed?
Well, I thought in my head, you know what? Mike's going to have a meltdown, so I better get down there and clean that. So while I was getting ready this morning, I said, hey, Mike, look here. I'm going to clean that pan. So if you happen to go down in the kitchen before me, don't touch it because I plan to clean it. So I go down there and I clean it. Well, I get ready to clean it, but that virus is still stuck to the bottom.
Oh, dear. What kind of pan is it?
It's the expensive kind. It's that. It's the Cusette. It's the
Cusette.
It's the the Bonjour Bibi.
What it is? It's cast iron covered with a baked enamel over it.
Yeah,
it?
Yeah, it's the real expensive stuff. And we got it. Didn't we get it at that cheap retail store that had it all on sale?
No, I think you got it off American Express points.
Oh, did I really?
You know what? I got you a La Crusette for your wedding. It might be the one I gave you.
It might be.
We have that one too, Rob.
Okay. All right.
It's good stuff. I like
cooking. So it's not something you can throw away.
No.
No. Yeah. No, it's the good stuff.
Well, that's what I told Mike. Hey, he came downstairs. I said, look, Mike, here are the two options. Either I let it soak for another day because the virus isn't coming out.
I didn't like that option.
Or I can throw it away.
I didn't like that option.
And then he just went into full Mike.
Which is, we don't throw La Crusette away.
La Crusette has never been said in that place.
I'll clean it. Fine. You just go to work. I got to get to work. I'll just clean it. I will clean it.
That's what I said. And I will. And
meanwhile,
I'm going to clean
it. Meanwhile, you have a baby in one hand and like all your stuff are working.
Oh, you bastard. Do you see the way he plays both sides?
You know what I think has really not been said enough here?
What's that?
Is the fact that Mike called you twice. He sought you out, Carla, and the first thing he said is, I'd like to apologize.
That's right. Thank you, Rob.
That was his lead story. Let's not miss that.
My real friend.
The headline.
Thank you. My real friend, Rob Spiewak.
That's right.
Who's definitely, you're adding chips up. These are holiday chips.
Yeah,
Rob knows this is the best time to amass chips.
Yeah, you know what? It's good to do chips after you rewrite my copy three times. Because the chips were gone this morning.
That's true. Yeah, I don't know, honey. I know I'm dramatic, and I know I'm difficult when I'm sick, and I know.
No, also tell about the
No, I have not gotten to the pictures yet, and I will take full responsibility for my behavior at the photo store.
A man who is ill cannot be held responsible. He is ill.
Michael's first pictures.
I know, and I will. I'm going to tell that
picture.
I'm going to tell that story about the photographs. I know it was, and the photo session itself was very good until you know, Conjuring Man.
All my life to do this, I finally get to do it. You have to come along. Mm-hmm. I'm very happy that you come along, but then you act
okay.
The way you acted.
Okay, all right. I know. I'm just not myself.
I know you're sick, Mike.
I'm not sick anymore. I'm back at work, and everything's fine. Yeah. I'm working. Right?
Oh, okay. Well, then you can't use it as an excuse.
I won't. And I'm going to take care of that pan today, and I'm not going to make you feel guilty about it.
I told you not to touch the pan.
Well, who knows whether that evil trichinosis type virus from the cheap food store is going to like come through my skin.
Why don't we get Pony to wash it? And then everybody
Hey, you know what?
Please, Pony's face. Pony doesn't want to wash it.
What we should do is we should actually videotape Pony washing the pan with the Google Glass and see if it goes viral.
Let's do that.
I agree.
Woo!
That's a 10.
That would be fun.
Well, I really don't like it when you're unhappy. I really don't like it when you go to work unhappy.
Well, be nicer to me.
You're right. I know. It's just, you know,
it's sweet.
It's like we came from the trip on the weekend, and you know, the weekend, we determined really, and Carla, you'll agree to this. Carla and I both determined that with the weekend away from the baby, the place we went was not a good choice. The way we went was not a good choice. Red eyes both ways, not a good choice. It just didn't work. Mm-hmm. The whole thing didn't
Live
work.
And learn.
We would have done better to like, you know, go to a lake somewhere for a weekend and not fly
weekend.
Halfway across the country or in almost all the way across the country. And it just kind of was meh. And hopefully everything will be back on track because we are really looking forward to the holidays. And, you know, but it's, you know, yesterday was, I know I was.
It was
I
a
was
tough
difficult.
Day.
What about this
morning?
This morning?
Yeah.
Well, this morning was
this
fine.
Is difficult.
This morning was very cool, except for the moment. It grosses me out when I look down and I see the, you know.
Especially because you were sick.
It looks like something Jeffrey Dahmer would have in his refrigerator sitting on the.
You did not have to come over and look at the virus stuck to the bottom of the
pan. I did come right over.
You chose to come over.
I chose to come over. I did. And I stuck my head over like her shoulder. I'm like, oh!
You know
what? Oh, God, look at that. God, that's gross. Clean it. Clean it. You said you'd clean it.
This is the same trait in you that makes you want to smell a Band-Aid.
I know.
It really is.
You want to pick the scab.
You want to see the carnage.
We're going to need a picture of this for the website.
Well, I think we've done some good
here. I'm never eating pork products again, ever.
Liar.
You're right.
Yeah. Scrapple for dinner tonight.
I'll probably have some ham.
I'll pick you up some pork rinds.
I'll probably have some ham.
Bacon.
I'll tell you what I am making. You know what I'm making Thanksgiving morning?
What?
Carla?
What?
I'm making... Why are you... What's the matter?
She's happy.
Were you distracted at work?
I'm just listening.
Okay.
No, I'm just listening. I was all in listening.
I'm gonna make that lobster omelet, the egg white omelet that we like so bad.
Sweet.
I'm gonna perfect it, and I'm gonna make sure everybody has one, and I'm gonna
cool.
make and it's gonna be great.
You get the lobster at Shoppers?
Yeah. It's gonna be fun.
That's right.
It's gonna be the holidays are gonna be absolutely amazing.
I hope so. As long as your attitude's nice. As long as you're nice to me.
All right.
It's really painful to listen to.
Well, I don't call her unless I...
No,
I've never called Carla on this show unless I am contrite.
Exactly.
I have never called her unless I want to say, yes, I know it's my fault and I know I've behaved badly. And it was very much
on my mind.
The
important part is this, that you're a great communicator.
I try.
I think that you've gone out of your way to apologize.
Yes, I have.
Oh, Oscar, shut up.
On that note, we'll let you go. Bye, sweetie.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye. There she goes.
Here's your thing.
That girl. That's
that went
girl.
Well.
You know, that's her way of making up with me. That's it. Telling Oscar to shut up.
TMOS Classic.
Summer is just around the corner, and the folks at Mint Mobile have a hot take. Getting a summer bod is out, and getting your savings bod is in. We want skimpy wireless bills and fat wallets. And with premium wireless plans for just $15 a month, you can have both without breaking a sweat or breaking the bank. Say bye-bye to your overpriced wireless plans, huge monthly bills, and unexpected overages. Mint Mobile is here to rescue you. All plans come with high-speed data and unlimited talk and text, delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. You can use your own phone with any Mint Mobile plan and bring your phone number along with all your existing contacts. Get 3 months of premium wireless service from Mint Mobile for $15 a month. This year, skip breaking a sweat and breaking the bank. Get your summer savings and shop premium wireless plans at mintmobile.com/TMOS. That's mintmobile.com/TMOS. For a payment of $45 for 3 months, 5 GB plan required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customer offer for first 3 months only, then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See Mint Mobile for details.
Look at my camera. If you're on Ustream, you'll be able to see it as well.
Mm-hmm.
What's on the corner of my camera that I'm staring at?
blatantly.
Oh, right, stink the bug. There is a stink bug
on
his camera.
Oh, my God. Stink bug season.
Yeah.
There is a stink bug.
Looks like he wants to come on air.
Yeah, you know what?
I can kill him.
I don't want to kill him. I'm going to see if he'll crawl onto the paper.
Hey, you know what? It's been nearly 4 years that we've been doing this program. Don't we need a mascot?
We do need a mascot.
Do you have a jar?
What do we call him?
Stinky.
Stinky.
He's cooperating.
Look at him.
And Mike, I would like to nominate. I will nominate a voice for Stinky, because Stinky was a character played on the Abbott and Costello Show by Joe Besser.
Hold on, let me see.
So, can you make the stink bug talk like Joe Besser on Classic Impression Wednesday?
Hold on.
Is he running?
Oh yeah, he's active.
He's running for his life.
And you know what? We really
don't hurt me.
We should. We should, you know, to make sure if he were to get loose, we wouldn't want to, you know, mix him up with other stink bugs.
Oh, clearly.
Oscar, put a dot on him.
And he needs a theme song, too. Stinky the stink bug is the greatest stinky in the world. He loves to come on the Mike O'Mara show.
You know what?
Stinky the stink bug. Now, you know that we have been talking for the better part of a half an hour about Ted Cruz.
Yeah. Right.
No one will remember that discussion, but you know what they're going to remember?
The stink bug.
Stinky, the stink bug. He's the best bug in the world. He loves to be stinky, and if you step on him, you'll stink too.
Today is a YouTube day, the Mike O'Mara channel.
You know what we can do? We have those.
Are you still singing your song?
Stinky, the stink bug. Stinky, stinky, stinky. Stinky, the stink bug. He hates Republicans and Democrats. He's Stinky, the stink bug.
We have that jar of wipes over there. That would be a good home for him. Let me transfer. I'm going to make him a habitat.
Please.
I need a moment.
I'll just smell him.
Yeah.
Now you know what I've always said. You know what I've always said about these creatures.
What's that?
No, they don't bite. That these are alien life forms that have been sent from another civilization to scope us out. Look at the way they're shaped.
Yeah.
Has anyone ever seen a stealth fighter?
Hmm? Oh, or how about Apollo 13 when it broke through the atmosphere?
Rob, you're gonna have to put air.
That shell it's got.
Well, no, he's not gonna fly out. He just needs a habitat.
Oh, okay.
He can fly out. They can fly.
They can't fly.
Stink bugs can fly.
You know what I heard a stink bug say one time?
What?
I believe I can fly.
They're so dumb.
Thank you, Stinky.
TMOS Classic.
Our 8-year anniversary, ladies and gentlemen.
Woo!
Ladies and gentlemen, the 8-year anniversary of the Mike O'Mara Show podcast and radio program.
Darling, happy anniversary.
Love has gone by. It seems like it was just yesterday that a band of rogue broadcasters, kicked to the curb by the CBS Broadcasting Corporation, wandered into a home in Manassas, Virginia, and started doing a podcast. But yes, it has been 8 years, and I've enjoyed every moment of it, except for the year that I worked on The Edge and did the podcast.
As we call it, the ice cream cone era.
Yes.
That was the ice cream cone exhaustion era.
Yeah.
That was not fun for me. I did not enjoy that. But every other, and then the new incarnation, which, what is our anniversary? Is it like four?
Three? I think we're at five.
Are we at five, the three of us? I don't keep track of that, but May 23rd, 2013.
Five.
14, 15, 16. So four.
Yeah.
But Mike.
Wow.
The Mike O'Mara Show, 8 years, radio show, podcast.
And Mike, you and I, it's 25
years. It's fantastic.
Years.
Yeah, 25 years. It's great. I can't begin to thank people for supporting us. And normally we blow right by it.
Mm-hmm.
But I became, just looking at December 7th, I became aware of the fact that we have this wonderful anniversary. And congratulations to everybody associated with the show.
And
it's
you.
Wonderful.
To you especially.
It.
With your name on the masthead?
No, to you especially. No.
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 Hey, how about this? Rob Ford.
Oh, my
God.
A trailblazer.
Yes.
Yes.
He hit his wagon to ours.
Neighbor of mine mentioned Rob Ford the other day, was chuckling about it.
Why?
Because people are listening a little bit down here.
That's good.
Which is pretty fun. And you know, was mentioning, who's that guy, Rob Ford? And I just said, well, there's another show on the network that has his mother on.
Yeah.
Wouldn't I love that grab? I would love that get.
Hey.
That would be super
special.
Take
it easy, Matt Lauer. Don't go grabbing his mom.
She only comes in on the weekends, Mike.
A little later on.
You know what's
great
is on that episode of the Perkins Show, she calls him Robert.
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 Like he's somebody.
I just can picture him coming down to the breakfast table going,
Hello, Mother.
Hello.
Hello, Mother.
Hello, Robert.
I was really hoping that I would get the special Egdon Hatton coat this morning.
No, this morning, Robert, is cream of wheat.
Oh, Mother.
I love hanging out with Rob so much because his life is so horrible. It makes me feel better about mine.
Well, is he still living with his? Is he still living in sin?
Yes.
Well, in full disclosure, I'll say something, and I know Rob. Like he just this is how we engage. We'll be like, tinkering with wires or pulling things left and right, and he will say to me, "Hey, you think that's bad?" And then whatever comes afterwards is like 10 times yeah. worse than my life. Whether it's his
kind of like the old Kevin Nealon bit, stabbing himself. Yeah, you ever had that? I cut my hand off. Or
so
you ever put your hand in a buzzsaw?
I said something about Santos and my girl just being obsessed, and he's like, "Well, at least you're not going to Mount Vernon for puppy dog Christmas card pictures." And I said,
"Oh,
Mount
Vernon, no.
Mount Vernon."
And you know,
the worst.
Do you get the impression that Rob Ford, in his personal life, is just totally non-confrontational?
Oh, yeah.
That he just goes with the flow?
Yes.
I think he's happy to be in a relationship.
He wants to be mommied.
Yeah.
Well, we've established the fact that he's a renowned pouter. He pouts a lot. You know, we know that, right? I mean, we've seen him pout before. So we know that he's got those negative emotions. He's so jolly, and then someone will say something that pushes him in the wrong direction, and he'll go off into a corner and he'll pout.
Turn. You would pout, too, if your significant other beat you.
Yes.
Well, that's right. Yeah. The altercation.
It's rare, but it's happened.
He can make a fortune if he set up a hotline, just a hotline for people to call and be like, "Hey, man, how's your day going? Your day will feel better if you call that hotline."
Yeah.
Well, I don't know how our 8th anniversary turned into a discussion of Rob Ford, but it did.
Polarizing.
And that's the way the show goes. By the way, as we go to tape today, Al Franken, to the best of my knowledge, has not resigned of yet. Is that correct?
Keep tabs on it.
Not yet. Keep monitoring it. I'd like to know what's going on.
As I'm driving in, they just said that he had an announcement, but they didn't know what it was going to be.
Yeah, that was kind of last night's news as well, and we'll see what happens.
What if he got in front of that huge press corps and said, "In 2018, there's going to be a new Stuart Smalley movie."
The Smalleys.
That is the way your brain works, isn't it?
Wouldn't that be a good use of the media for him?
Or
though?
Air America's coming back.
No, that won't happen.
Call Mark Maron.
So, Rob Spiewak, let me ask you this.
Yes.
We have some sort of gift. Is that true today?
Indeed, we do. It is gift season, Mike.
And, it is the gift season. I want to thank everybody
gifts.
That's Michael's getting a lot of gifts, and I want to thank all the listeners.
Sweet.
I'll have a list that I'm putting together, and I'm trying to contact people personally.
That's very kind.
Phone calls, letters, texts.
Smoke signals.
Posting on social media.
Something.
The P1-iest of P1s, Tony Lamb.
Stopped
by our studio yesterday bearing gifts, and one of them had a letter attached, and I will read it
so
at this
sweet.
Point.
You know, when he was a baby, he was a little lamb. Thank you, Rob. Every now and then I do Spiewak humor.
That's I love that. I'm not gonna lie. I hate that I love it.
Dear Mike, Rob, Oscar, and Pony, with the Mike O'Mara Show celebrating its 8th year of busting each other's balls, members of the TMOS Beer Enthusiast Club wanted to write and convey our appreciation for all the funny you've provided over the years. Every day, you guys come in and key those mics, and through the darkness of the world comes the light of comedy. As a token of our gratitude, please accept this box of beer curated by members of the TMOS Beer Enthusiast Club who get it. Every beer in this box has been hand-selected by the members of the club.
You know, you could slow your reading down. I'm going to critique you right now. I think you need to slow down. You don't have to race through these. You know?
Enunciate.
How's that?
Enunciate.
So they gave us beer.
Yes.
Very good. Try it, like, from this point. How much more is left? About a half a page?
Two sentences.
Try to read the sentences in a more dramatic fashion.
Every beer in this box.
No, don't exaggerate the slow. Just
well, that was drama.
All right, let me
take it again. I'm sorry. Every beer in this box has been hand-selected by members of the club to pair well with snark, freshly cultivated sounds, and Bolivian misogyny. We've also included a bottle of gin, since ponies don't drink beer, but can still benefit from the calming properties of alcohol. Here's to many years of DGH, signed, cheers, Matthew Preissner, Jeff Brown, Eric Quick, Vince Badali, Tony Lamb, Liz Urban, J.R. Riffless, Drew Slate, and the rest of the TMOS Beer Enthusiast Club. And wow. they sent beer literally from around the nation, and it's all in our fridge. But there's a few cornerstone beers that I'd like to spotlight, if that's okay.
Well, this is exciting. We love beer on the Mike O'Mara show.
Overtime yesterday.
The fridge was actually loud yesterday because there was so much beer to cool. Here is the
was
gin.
It as loud as the wood chipper they have down here in Cocoonville?
Almost as loud. I will tell you, we actually had a discussion about moving the fridge to another area because it's so loud.
Really?
It might have been because I guess when you put a tonnage of beer in there,
it's got to cool.
It's got to cool. It's got to work hard.
You know, if we move the wood chipper to another part of the community, it takes a long time because it's on tracks. It's on like
it's literally on tracks.
It's on tank tracks.
Oh, treads.
That's how they move the thing.
Like treads, right?
So cool.
Yesterday, you hear that you always know when a big tree's going in because it goes. And at one point, I'm going to be out there. I'm going to be out walking around Cocoonville, and you're going to hear, "Oh my God!
Beluga! I'm so sorry.
Oh my! Oh, beluga! You wouldn't even. It wouldn't break a sweat. You wouldn't even hear beluga in that. If beluga was put into that chipper, it would sound like this. That would be it.
Like a mothball.
Sounds like a win. Sounds like a win-win.
Probably wouldn't even notice it in the mulch pile. That's terrible.
Yes.
That's terrible. No, he's black.
Oh.
All I see
black. He's black as midnight with gray. Black with gray, Pony, but thanks
all
for pointing.
I can see
I'll send you a picture.
On the top of that pile of mulch is one solitary collar.
No, it would chew up the collar. Maybe not.
No,
might not chew up the collar.
I don't think so.
But you hear this.
Yipe.
Yipe.
Onk.
Yank.
Yank.
What it would sound like.
Pony, here is your bottle of gin.
Thank you.
Bombay Sapphire.
That's good stuff, right, Pony?
Yeah, that's great.
Flashy.
For
Carla
Oscar,
like
is a bottle of Modelo's Cerveza, it's a can rather, of Modelo's Cerveza Chelada, and it says it's Tamarindo Picante, which I believe is a spicy mix of beer and tomato juice.
Yes, it is. Thank you. Yes. Cartoon sized.
I wouldn't drink that. Oh,
no.
Talk about something I drink in the morning after and make me throw up. Fight night.
Here is a bottle of smoked ale with oranges.
Oh, can I just interrupt one thing when you talk about fight night? So Oscar's other radio partner who refuses to come on this program.
Yes.
He said he put a thread up that was, I'm thinking about opening a store. What should I sell?
Mm-hmm.
And I was reading all the people saying snacks and UFC merchandise and all this. I so wanted to get, I didn't do it because I just didn't know whether I should.
Yeah.
I wanted to get on there and go, candles. Anyway, that's what I wanted
He's
to say.
He's really into candles.
Yeah, he loves the
Is he
candles.
Into candles?
He's like obsessed with candles. You should type candles.
Do you think that's a trend with people in the business?
Oh my God.
Disc jockeys love candles.
What is this? What is it? Oh, it's spiced apple toddy.
What type of candle?
That's the one that you burned yourself on yesterday.
Spiced apple toddy.
Is it a Yankee candle?
It is not. It is a specially discounted Bed Bath Bath and Body Works scented candle where they had the super sale the other day, and there were more house frows in this store, and I had to drive Carla by there because they have a one-day sale, and they send out the push notification about it, and then you have one day to get the candles at like 10% of what they normally cost.
Wow.
And you just see these... I won't say it. These women coming out with big bags full of candles.
I
like them. They smell good.
You know, it's a good way to keep a studio smelling sweet.
We do have a nice candle in here.
And sometimes a studio is challenged in that way.
For the dude smell.
Yeah, my studio isn't because I don't have tons of people in here. And I smell like daisies. You know,
always.
I smell like
we
Dove
installed
Mena
that
and
Larry King fan for you.
Larry King blowing the farts out.
That's the bonus show. Good
teaser. Oscar's tipping his hand. Okay, we're running out of time.
Okay, I got a bottle of Rob Roy, which is a beer equivalent of a Rob Roy. This is a smoked rye ale with oranges and cherries aged in rye vanilla barrels, and they put an extra B on it. So it's a Rob with two B's, Roy.
That's Rob Roy was a character of Irish history, too.
And speaking of which, your beer, Mike, is... Smiling Irish Bastard.
Woo. Oh, look at that. Oh,
and I will be sending that down in your care package next week.
Yeah, hold that can up to the camera because I haven't seen the can.
Police brutality.
I haven't seen the can. Yes, okay, Mac.
Brutality.
All right, let me see. There he is. There he is, based on the cop that was up there, which was the Smiling Irish Bastard. Yeah. There it is.
So
that's
we want to thank
stuff.
Them. They also wrote some individual notes and sent some stickers from the Idaho Poor Authority. So thank you, Beer Enthusiast Club.
What's the Idaho Poor Authority?
It is a organization of beer enthusiasts in Sandpoint, Idaho, and they sent some stickers.
What did the Whiskey Society do for us? Wait, let me look. Oh, nothing.
Crickets.
Oh, absolutely nothing.
Want more? Make sure you check out the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Get it at MikeOMaraShow.com.
Mike O'Mara Radio Entertainment.